As the state legislator kicks off the new session, some lawmakers want to change the way the state handles property seized by police. Correspondent Jared Dill brings us the story.
A group of state lawmakers is preparing a new push to change Indiana's policies for handling civil forfeiture cases. 8 different bills have been submitted to modify the procedure for seizing property and distributing the proceeds between various state agencies. Civil forfeiture is a process that allows law enforcement to seize cash or personal property that is suspected of being used in a crime or purchased with money gained through a criminal enterprise. Forfeiture cases happen in civil court, not criminal court. Effectively, police sue a piece of property for being involved in a crime, and the owner does not have to be charged or convicted of any crimes for the case to go forward. The standard of evidence required for civil forfeiture is lower than that of criminal cases. Instead of having to prove a charge beyond a reasonable doubt, which is the standard in criminal cases, the prosecutor only has to demonstrate a preponderance of evidence. In Indiana, much of the proceeds from civil forfeiture are kept by the prosecutor's office and the law enforcement agency that brought the case. Critics call this policing for profit and say it creates an incentive for police to take property from citizens. In 2014, police seized over $5 billion from Americans in forfeiture cases, which was higher than the total of all property lost in burglaries that year. The number was for the federal government only, and does not reflect asset seizures by state and local police that were not turned over to federal agencies. States like Texas and Oklahoma have come under heavy criticism for seizing cash from travelers on interstate highways, mostly without criminal charges being filed. Recovering money can be a long and expensive process, especially for people who were only passing through the state. Police say they need forfeiture money for new equipment or upgrades that otherwise would have to come out of taxpayer funding. They also argue that forfeiture provides a deterrence effect by showing potential criminals that they won't be able to keep the fruits of their illicit labor, regardless of how criminal charges pan out. Indiana State Senator Phil Boot and his colleague Michael Young, both Republicans, are proposing that forfeiture cases require a criminal conviction, or at least charges filed, before they can move forward. They also want to prohibit forfeiture cases below $15,000 and set a higher evidentiary standard. Senator Boot says that current practices are incompatible with the Constitution.
Well, the current practice is that law enforcement is able to seize a person's property if they think it's been used in the commission of a crime, primarily drug use or sales. And the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution, paraphrased at one point, says that no person shall be deprived of their property without due process of law. That doesn't appear to be due process until they're actually convicted of a crime and proof that the property was used in the commission of the crime. So I'm just trying to change that to where if they do seize a piece of property such as a car or money, that they go through the proper procedures, and if they're going to keep the property for a period of time, that they have to go to court and ask for the court to allow them to keep the property, and that's only in the case that it could be removed from their jurisdiction or destroyed or some other way to be hidden or whatever. And then if they don't prove that, then the property has to be given back to the owner, and then the process starts again. If they're civilly or if they're criminally charged and they're criminally found guilty, then they can start the process of civil forfeiture where they can actually take the property and convert it to money or whatever.
Other bills by both Democrats and Republicans would direct more of the proceeds to school funding and require advance notice be given. An ongoing federal class action suit against the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department is challenging the constitutionality of their practices and seeking to have forfeited vehicles returned. Another lawsuit is challenging the way the money is distributed, arguing that the Indiana Constitution requires all forfeiture proceeds to be deposited in the general school fund instead of given to the department that brought the case. The IMPD seized over $2 million in 2014. Monroe County Sheriff Brad Swain says he can't remember the last time the county saw a significant forfeiture case, but is familiar with the practices in Indianapolis and elsewhere in the state.
We haven't had any significant forfeitures in several years. We don't have investigations and enforcement targeted toward civil forfeitures. There are some police agencies that have interstates and things going through their counties and cities that have become very astute at interdiction, traffic stops, and finding huge sums of money along with large amounts of narcotics in which they make forfeitures. We may come across significant drug proceeds just during the course of a normal investigation, but nothing comes to mind in the recent years.
Sheriff Swain acknowledges both sides of the argument and says that ethics have to be balanced with the possible unintended consequences of changing where forfeiture money goes.
You know, there are cases where agencies at places in the country have lost sight of their objective and look too much at forfeiture as a means of income, and then ethics get out of the balance. So there's always that concern. You've got to make sure that you're doing good constitutional investigations and have high ethical standards before you take people's property from them. And even if they get it back, you know, a lot of times the amount of resources it takes to return what might rightfully be owned to a bankrupt person. On the other end, I could also foresee if they say all your hard-earned work and all that overtime is not going to be a benefit, then we're going to, this new statute means the money's going to some other fund not related to law enforcement support. You could see a lot of agencies just not worrying about the forfeitures. You're just going to see the agencies not bother so much or not be as aggressive with civil forfeiture, which some people would say is not a bad thing in itself.
Senator Boots is hopeful that his legislation will move forward and says most legislators seem friendly to it. Last year, the legislation never made it to the Senate floor for an open debate.
Well, I'm always hopeful that my bills move. I've gotten a lot of comments from other legislators that say they support the concept. You know, there may be some tweaking that should take place, but overall the concept is being accepted by most legislators.
There are some reasons for Senator Boots to be hopeful. Republicans and Democrats both have an ideological reason to seek civil forfeiture reform. Right-wing political action groups like Americans for Prosperity have come out against forfeiture for violating property rights, and left-leaning civil liberties groups like the American Civil Liberties Union see forfeiture as part of a larger problem of abusive policing. Legislation has been introduced at the federal level to strengthen Fifth Amendment protections, but is not advanced in Congress. Depending on how the state legislature's leadership feels about the proposals made by Senator Boots and his colleagues, the new legislative session in Indiana could very well include a real debate on civil asset forfeiture. For WFHB, I'm Jared Dill.
You can hear that story again, as well as all of our daily local news features at WFHB.org.